Hi guys, welcome back. I have been working on something for you that I think you're really gonna love. So as you know, I've been talking a lot about the nervous system lately and really how it's at the root of creating the lives that we desire as ADHD women. Because as many of you probably know, we're more highly sensitive, right? Our nervous systems are more attuned to our environments and our surroundings, and often we have complex trauma, and we've got places that we tend to get stuck in our nervous system, and we just need a little more TLC when it comes to our nervous systems. And what I've personally discovered is that when we learn how to befriend our nervous systems, to understand what's going on within our body, to relate to these sensations in ways of compassion and curiosity, and then with education as far as what tools we can apply to meet ourselves in these states, it is very empowering. It builds our confidence and it allows us to show up in our relationships with ourselves, with our friends, our partners, and our kids in entirely different ways that we feel really good about. Just today, I was feeling very dysregulated, overwhelmed, and you know, sometimes when my to-do list gets too long or I get really excited about something and there's too many things on the list, I can get very overwhelmed and then feel dysregulated because it's too much, and then I feel like sort of stuck, and then the shame spiral starts. Do you know that feeling? The difference that I've experienced in understanding my nervous system is now I can take a pause and step back from that experience and get curious about the sensations in my body. And now that I have this deeper understanding of my nervous system, I can lean into what I need. So today, I knew I was just going to continue spinning and continue procrastinating if I didn't meet myself where I was at. I was in a state of fight or flight. So I just stopped what I was doing. I went outside. I took a walk and I did a few of my strategies and found safety in my body. And I could literally feel just my nervous system like moving up the ladder into that ventral state of rest and digest and safety. I could see the things that I needed to do now, and I came home and I sat down and I did my work. And so it's just practices like these that I still, you guys, I'm bumping into on the daily. The difference just is I now have the tools to meet myself there and to bring myself out of it, right? And this is what I want to share with you guys because it's so empowering, whether it's trying to move through procrastination or perfectionism or overwhelm, or if it's trying to show up differently and not be in that state of fight when your kid has big feelings and it dysregulates you and you want to just be able to have space to show up for yourself so you can show up for them in a way you feel good about and co-regulate together. It really is the foundation for all the things, you guys. And this is what I'm bringing to you. So I'm very excited. I made a little quiz. It's literally three questions, you guys. It will take you less than all of a minute. And it will tell you what state of your nervous system you're predominantly in. And then it's going to link you to a video where I will walk you through a tool that can meet you in that space so that you can bring yourself back to feeling safe and grounded in your body. And it's something you can take multiple times because the way our nervous systems work is we go in and out of these states of fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. Multiple times a day. And so the state you're in this morning is going to be different than the state you're in tonight. I wanted to create something that was really accessible. And I'm telling you guys firsthand, this work has made such a huge difference in my life. You know, we've come at this space of neurodiversity, I feel, for so long with needing to fix people and particularly needing to fix our kids. And what I've really discovered in the work that I've done, both as an educator, a mother, doing research in the field, is that when we can heal the mom, when we can come back to the mother as the root to heal her and her experience and her relationship with her nervous system, we then automatically heal the kid. And we get to hold space for our children in these new ways of compassion and curiosity and understanding and co-regulation that literally changes people's lives. I was talking to my friend the other day who has been applying these emotional regulation strategies to her life and creating toolkits for her kids. And she was just telling me like what a huge impact this has made in her family. And she asked me something really interesting. She's like, do you think that when we start to teach our kids these things at a young age, are they going to struggle and need these things in adulthood like we do? And it's such an interesting thing to think about, right? Because it's like we have these tools that we can utilize and teach our kids so that they can apply them in situations to not only show up differently, but also to practice when they're not dysregulated to increase the capacity to be with difficult things. And so if we're raising a generation of kids that are self-aware enough to understand the emotions they're feeling and then have access to tools to meet themselves in healthy ways to express those emotions, it's going to create such a different generation of adults, right? Because most of us in our generation, we're not given these things because our parents weren't given these tools. So that's why so many of us, you know, have suppressed and feel depressed or anxious or overwhelmed and struggle with staying stuck in these survival states in our nervous system because we didn't have the healthy tools to express. We didn't have the understanding or the safety and co-regulation available to release what we were feeling, to express what we were feeling, and have that be safe. And so doing this for ourselves and then alongside of us doing this for our children is truly cycle shifting at its finest, in my opinion. And that's why I just think this work is so incredibly powerful and is really foundational to many other strategies we'll dive into later in the Reframing Neurodiversity course, which is for ADHD moms who are looking to show up for themselves so they can show up for their kids in new ways. But to just get started now, this quiz and the tools available to teach not only yourself, but your kids is such an easy first step in beginning to shift the cycles within our families that have been passed down generationally, unconsciously, unintentionally. So if you're looking for an opportunity to shift things, this quiz is for you.